So you've decided that you want to start your own hair business. Beautiful. You're ready to go. You just want to know where to start. The first thing I'll like for you to start with is establish a name. I always say if you're going to be in the hair business, your name has to have hair in it, because people need to be able to see your handle and know that you are in hair in some shape or form. It's really important because that is your online business card. So anytime you comment or anytime they see anything about you, it has hair in it in some shape or form. The next thing you want to know is make sure that name is available via Google, or if somebody else has trademarked it, you could just search for the name that you want. If, for example, you want to start hairgirls.com or something, you could just make sure that that's not already taken by someone. Make sure there's no website about it before you get committed to it. So have a few options just in case. So just make sure no one else has your name. Once you've checked on Google, and also check on Google, make sure no one's trademarked it, and just do a general search on Instagram, do a search on YouTube, just make sure no one has taken it. And once you're clear, then you can start gathering up all of your social media handles. You want to make sure that you buy a domain name, or the name that you just fell in love with. And how to buy a domain name, I recommend GoDaddy. Contact GoDaddy. It usually goes from like $9.99. To $15.99 a year. If you know that that's the name you love, buy it for 3 years and set a reminder to let you know that when the 3 years is up, that you need to renew it. Now, I always put my domain names on auto renewal, where whenever the 3 years is over, they're going to automatically charge my card, because you don't want a situation where your card gets, when the domain name expires and you forget to pay it and it's done. Like, somebody else can snatch it up. The rate at which people are starting businesses right now is crazy. So put it on auto charge, so in that way you don't have to deal with it. I always recommend, if you're going to do a .com, make sure you do a .net, and make sure you do a .org. Just because, for example, you start this brand of hair and it's booming, all the celebrities are starting to wear your hair. Guess what someone else is going to do? They're going to check to see, oh, does she have a .org? So they'll start a business with the same name, .org, and guess what? They'll get the influx of your business. So always buy 3 domains around your name, so in that way, you own all of them. You may not use all of them, but I always buy the .net and .org to go with my .com. You're not going to use it, but it's just for you to secure your business so nobody gets access or, get your, because someone's searching for you, they're not going to come up, okay? So it's $9.99, so you can grab 4 of them. And for example, you start a company called Hair Girls, I would also buy the domain name for The Hair Girls. Because guess what? Somebody can buy The Hair Girls, and somebody's trying to search for you. They're like, oh, I think that's The Hair Girls. Oh, I think that's Hair Girls. Just like with our company, The Virgin Hair Fantasy, we bought the domain name for Virgin Hair Fantasy. Just because people are going to make a mistake and not put the. Get it? So yes, so in that way, you cover your businesses in that way. So you've bought your domain name, you've signed up for Instagram, which is a must, you've signed up for YouTube, which is a must, and with the YouTube, you don't need to get the other domains, you could just do one domain for YouTube, your main one. But Instagram, I would get, if your company is Hair Girls, I would get the Instagram name for The Hair Girls. You don't have to use it, but I would get the Instagram name for it. And then I would also do LinkedIn. I'll also do Twitter. And what else? Yeah, those are the main ones I would get. You can also do Pinterest if you want. We're also on Pinterest, just so you can secure your name. And once all that stuff is done, now you want to do registration of your business. So first you want to open a business account. Decide on what entity you want to form. If you want to do sole proprietorship, and we're going to talk about this in depth in our next podcast, which business entity to form, which one's best for your business. So you can be a sole proprietor, you can be in a partnership with someone, or you can have an S-corp. So you decide which one is best for your business. You can just Google all 3 of those names and you know which one's best for your business. Or you can do limited liability one, where a lot of people love limited liability because God forbid everything goes to, to bricks. You're not, no one's going to come for your private property. So everything is subjected to the business. So But there are other reasons why limited liability is good. But that's just one. There's also sole proprietorship. There's also S-Corp. There's also partnership. So it really depends on what's best for your business. And like I said, we can talk about that more in depth in our next podcast. So yeah, you decide on what entity you want to form, and then you open a business account. You open a business account, but before you open a business account, you need to go register your business in the state you're in. You just go to the county clerk and register your business. It's usually like less than $100. Some counties is less than $50 just to register your business. And after you register your business, you usually take maybe a couple weeks to get the paperwork. Some places you can get it the same day. You take that paperwork and you take it to the bank to open a business account. You need a business account because you need to start establishing yourself. A lot of states, it's actually against the law to do business in the state without being registered if you're a business. The state can actually fine you for that. So a lot of people don't know that, but you do need to register your business if you're a business in a state. And then that sets you up to start paying taxes, which is important. So yeah. Those are like the basics. So once you get all that done, open your business account, you are actually good to go. Now you need to decide how you want to get paid. Do you want to use PayPal or do you want to use a credit card service, which you would need to go through a company that accepts, like a credit card processing company? The biggest one I know is Authorize.net. So you decide which one is best for you. Again, we're going to talk about that in depth in our next podcast. So once you decide all that, guess what? You're ready to build your website. Yes, you're ready to build your website. So you take all that stuff to build your website. So when you get paid, all that money goes through your processing and then it goes to your business bank account. So that's the basic. That's just the basic to get started. I hope this was helpful. Please share this. Let me know. I'm working on the next podcast. I need to hear from you. Let me know what you think. Bye. You guys rock. Again, this is Jane the Wig Maker. I cannot wait to talk to you again. This is so much fun. I love podcasts. It's so easy. I'll be back on here again. All right. Love you guys.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.